Thank you for this thought-provoking question, which I agree doesn't have any easy answers. I think if there were easy answers, we would have arrived at them already. But of course, you said, how do you, what I think you asked as part of it is there a possibility for high-level techno-strategic agreements in the future, something that takes from the top-down approach? And I think, at least amongst great powers, that's the way we'll describe these actors, space intersects with a lot of the other interests, including nuclear and conventional strike, as mentioned. And big agreements that would have any hope of placing limits on capabilities are likely to need to come and happen in, my guess is they would need to happen in the environment of a more holistic arms control agreement that takes into account all these other aspects of space. So it seems unlikely to me that those would happen, not a literal vacuum, sort of, you know, it's stand-aside agreements. But I think this idea of the other piece of the question, I think, was talking about space activities, which may have ambiguous natures or may be viewed as differently threatening to different countries. And I think that is a rough problem. Of course, I think the canonical example here is close approach satellites, which have, of course, the ability necessary for the idea of, in the future, of refueling or repairing satellites or assembling large structures or taking big pieces of debris out of space and deorbiting them. It has lots of benefits to offer. And of course, as soon as you get close to an object which is not cooperating with you, then you can attempt to do them harm. So, of course, the natural inclination is to say, I would say, a keep out zone, or at least a mechanism for announcing your intention, is sort of a natural place to explore. And I think that there's actually lots to do there. As space grows more and more crowded, of course, it gets much more complicated. I would remind us all that the military activities are a very small slice of what's happening in space. Currently, it's really dominated by commercial activity. So these are narrow things. So I wouldn't imagine we would be tracking all of the, you know, potentially 10,000 objects that'll be up there actively and managing that traffic in that way. But as I would, you know, perhaps the types of satellites that are most mobile and most able to approach other satellites without their cooperation, one can make them more trackable, for example. You could impose a standard saying, not only, you know, are we going to need to have a mechanism for consultation before close approach, any object which intends to signal its legitimacy should be increasing its ability to be tracked from the ground so that observers can more easily see where it's going. Of course, it bumps into the desire to be covert or other capabilities, but it's one way of signaling intention. So there are, of course, I come from a technical background. I see technical solutions for small pieces of the problem. Because there's technologies that can be used in widely different ways, it's important to create mechanisms for signaling intentions, and of course, creating mechanisms for consultations so that there is a clear channel countries know who to speak to if they see something they think are threatening, and have some kind of venue, whether that is bilateral, multilateral channels, or maybe even standing up a body for the Outer Space Treaty for those consultations to happen on implementation of the treaty, where there's a regular meeting body where those things can be discussed. So those are some small ideas to contribute.